Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live this morning, Fillmore District Council member in the city of Buffalo, Mitch Nowakowski. We're talking about a warning, a letter sent by the Buffalo Police Benevolent Association, the union representing Buffalo police officers, to the Common Council, saying that as many as 80 police officers could retire in the coming months. Mitch, it's a jarring notice. Why are they saying that?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan. And yes, it is. And so they are stating that due to the contract expiring next June, that this is something that officers, especially those that are close to retirement, are really looking at. And let's face it, let's look at our federal government. We're in a shutdown right now. Both parties are saying that it's over healthcare, that healthcare in general could double with premiums, making it extremely expensive. So those officers that are close to retirement are looking at that benefit and looking at it in the way that that's something that they cannot lose. So I had that letter that's going to be going to the Finance Committee where we'll be discussing it amongst the Finance Committee members, because the last thing that we want is a mass exodus of experienced police professionals, from detectives to lieutenants to police officers, to leave the department to then not have adequate staffing level to be able to fill them.
Mitch, did you see this coming, or did it really come out of the blue?
It, for me, came, it was something that I had always paid attention to, just because that usually happens when contracts are renegotiated. But looking at all the external factors of the rising cost of healthcare and what that means to governments and to companies that also provide healthcare, I know that that's going to be an important sticking issue for employees all around the country. And I think it was just one of those things where it hit close to home then, since we got the letter to us, that made all these external factors applicable to our own police force.
So this all comes from that MOA guaranteeing a certain level of health care benefits and contribution rates for members of the police union. It runs through the end of June, so that's kind of the deadline we're talking about here. Typically, when are these agreements re-upped, renegotiated, when you're close to a deadline like this? I mean, are we past the point where we would usually see some sort of continuation?
You know, I don't think we are. Oftentimes from a council member, you might get more of a cynical answer, because when the contracts are ratified, they're oftentimes clocked in. They're already voted on by union membership, and we're usually getting lobbied to pass them immediately. So that usually comes like right before the up of the contract. But I do think that this is going to be a new administration issue that they're going to have to deal with immediately. And so when we look at replacing 80 officers, we only had a past class of 15. And so we're not even seeing folks take the tests to become a police officer at the rate that they nearly used to years ago. So when we're looking at all options on the table, you know, bargaining, we don't want to bargain out in the open. But I do think that this is a big sticking point for a lot of officers. And that's what the municipality has to go back and forth. I've asked the commissioner of admin and finance, look, is it more cost savings to provide them the health care and the coverage and the contribution limits that they have now, or is it better to renegotiate to get raises? So we're looking at what also is cost effective to the city, because it might be more cost effective to continue an MOA of this agreement of health insurance, keep officers not in a mass exodus of retiring, while we then put in more classes of officers through the academy so that there can be an actual strategic plan for when these retirements happen.
Mitch, are you saying then this cannot be resolved until a new mayor takes over in January?
Hypothetically, you know, Acting Mayor Chris Ganley could issue that. You know, he has the authority until December 31st to submit that to the council and then bring that to the police union. But I believe that this is something that's going to be grappled with probably in the new administration, because I think that in the totality of looking at this, we have white collar up, we have fire up, we have police up, we have a ton of contracts up. So this might be one symptom in one area where we might have to do this for others and for our retirees and for our workforce. So I think that anything is possible up until the end of the year. But this, in my logical brain, thinks that this might be more of a new administration thing that has to be tackled right when they get in.
You know, outside of even just this current issue with the MOA expiring in June, what's going to happen with healthcare? How concerning is it to you to see these low numbers of people applying to take the test, of people who want to be involved and want to become a police officer in the city of Buffalo?
I find it really concerning because, you know, it's an honorable job where, you know, you're working day in and day out to make sure that you have safety. And, you know, speaking for myself, I feel like I learned more on the job than I ever did in college. You know, the most amount of experience that I got to be a council member is from on the ground training and working. And that has a direct correlation with our police force. And when you're thinking about our detectives and our lieutenants who rise up through the ranks through their experiences of on the job, that experience is invaluable and makes you a better playing, police force. So it is concerning that, you know, we're not seeing the pool of applicants that we once did. And I'm concerned with that trend.
This potential exodus would include many captains and lieutenants. I mean, what would a leadership void mean in the city if this were to happen?
I think a leadership void could, you know, the first is, you know, with a mass exodus, that's going to lead to more overtime because we won't have adequate staffing. And we're going to have to make up through overtime, which is going to be problematic. And then the second is that leadership void of solving crimes and knowing how to tackle tough issues and scenarios where you might have had somebody who was 10, 15 years on the job that we now have more of a freshman base. And that's saying that, you can't trust a freshman, but look at leadership comes with experience.
Mitch, if we could just really quickly on another topic. Yesterday, we heard the county executive said it's time to get moving or cut bait on the Heritage Point project. We've talked with you many times about this stalled development at Canalside. I mean, what are you thinking when you're driving past this every day, seeing no action?
Anger. I definitely am angry for my district and for Canalside. But we're really, it's one of those things where we're caught in a catch-22 where I am reassured by Mark Wendell that they will be, you know, they signed the closing documents, but I understand the county executive's malaise to get this project done. I just think logically speaking, that, you know, kicking out the operator with the Hatfield building might just be too hard to get anything done. So I think right now we're stuck in a relationship down there where we just need to see this through.
Mitch, thanks for joining us. Mitch Nowakowski, Fillmore District Council member, live on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.